This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of your...
For the last few episodes, I've been talking about asparagus. Now, normally, most people can eat asparagus with no troubles at all, apart from the stinky wee. Very rarely, asparagus has been implicated in allergies. The first reports date back to 1880. They involved a contact dermatitis in asparagus pickers and in chefs who prepared and cooked it. It usually began as a fingertip dermatitis that could spread to cover the whole hand. There is also a contact urticaria, which can show itself via swollen lips after eating asparagus. Asparagus can also cause conjunctivitis, itchy eyes, mostly red, rhinitis, that's runny nose and sneezing, and asthma. There are a very few cases where the asparagus was not touched in any way, so perhaps the nasty allergic chemical can travel through the air. If you happen to be unlucky enough to be susceptible to asparagus, well, you may as well know that the offending chemical that attacks you is 1,2,3-trithiane-5-carboxylic acid. This chemical slows down or inhibits growth, and it's at its highest levels early in the growing phase of asparagus. This allergy is well known in Germany, especially when dealing with young asparagus shoots. But the vast majority of people enjoy asparagus with no side effects, apart from those who mind having a smelly urine. So let's get back to the smelly urine. Not everybody can generate or make smelly asparagus urine, and not everybody can detect or smell it. And just to make it more complicated, not all of the generators can detect it, and not all of the detectors can generate. But don't worry, the situation gets even more confusing. The ability to generate and or detect the typical asparagus smell in urine varies enormously around the world, depending on the study. One study found that an Israeli population of 307 people had an amazingly low level of the ability to smell the asparagus in urine, around 10%. A different study found this ability present in 25% of a Chinese population. One English study of 800 people from Birmingham showed higher percentages. About half could generate and also detect these chemicals in their urine. And in Philadelphia, a 2010 Manel Center study of 38 people showed that 96% could smell the odor, while 92% could generate it. But the French win. A study of 103 French people showed that they all generated smelly urine after eating asparagus. How come there is such a wide variation from 10 to 100%? It could be caused by genuine genetic differences between racial groups. But it could also be because unreliable methods were used to measure how the odour is generated or produced, or differing amounts of asparagus that people eat, or different processing of the asparagus plant before or after it gets to your kitchen, or any combination of the above, and a few other factors that I haven't thought of yet. In addition, the actual techniques that isolate these chemicals individually are sometimes very lengthy and harsh, and can damage other chemicals. In other words, perhaps the actual methods used in testing the urine could have changed the chemicals originally present in the urine, and these still unidentified chemicals could in fact be the real smelly chemicals. Perhaps we'll get a much better idea in a decade or two, especially with some help from genetics. Now, the process begins with a chemical called asparagusic acid, which is naturally present in the asparagus. The asparagus plant uses this acid to fight against attacks from aggressive critters such as parasitic nematodes. The asparagusic acid stops the nematodes from getting into the plant's tissues. This chemical has five atoms arranged into a ring with five sides, and two of the atoms are sulfur atoms. Your body then breaks down the asparagusic acid into a whole family of chemicals rich in sulfur. methane thiol, dimethyl sulfide, dimethyl disulfide, bismethyl thiomethane, dimethyl sulfoxide, and dimethyl sulfone. These volatile chemicals are found in the space immediately above fresh urine, at least the urine of some people, about half an hour after they have eaten asparagus. These chemicals are also missing, or present only in very low quantities, in the urine of people who don't make smelly urine when they eat asparagus. So chemistry tells us that the annoying smells seem to come from a whole bunch of chemicals rich in sulfur, but even today, the scientists cannot fully agree exactly which are the odour-producing chemicals in stinky wee.
What does it mean? Why is it so?